Hi, I'm Megan Beasley and I like to read, so I decided to start doing book reviews, and this week I'm going to review a book called Something Like Gravity, written by Amber Smith. Something Like Gravity is not currently for sale, and the book I have is an advanced reader's copy, but it will be available for purchase in June 2019. The genre of Something Like Gravity, I would have to say, is teenage life with romance and social issues brought up in it. The summary of the book says, Chris and Maya might be neighbors for the summer, but that doesn't mean they want anything to do with each other. A near-fatal car accident is what first brings them together, and their next encounters don't fare much better. They have their own problems. Chris has come out as transgender, but he's still processing a frightening assault he survived the year before. Maya is grieving the loss of her older sister and trying to find her place in the world without her. Falling in love was the last thing on either of their minds, but would it be so bad if it happened anyway? So, the summary tells us that Chris and Maya aren't looking for love, but they somehow fall into it with one another. And I would have to say that the main theme of the book is to overcome one's own personal struggles, to be able to be open with others and begin new relationships, because that's what Chris and Maya did in this book. Chris just began transitioning from female to male and still wasn't comfortable enough in his own skin to talk to too many new people. Like, he had his friends and his family, but he didn't talk to many new people in his hometown. But he began talking to Maya over the summer, and once Maya showed him that she loved him no matter what, he finally began to accept himself for who he was and love himself even more. And Maya was kind of in the same boat, because after her sister's death, it was her older sister, she didn't know who she was besides being the little sister. Like, her older sister was the one everybody loved. She was the creative, the cool one, and she was always just, oh, that's Maya, the little sister. So she didn't know who she was besides being the little sister, but once Chris showed that he loved her, Maya began to feel more like her own person. While all the stuff I said before is true, there were some lies spread by Maya in the book, and they were to Chris, and it was pretty much about like who she was. She took her older sister's identity. She still told Chris that her name was Maya. You know, he knew where she lived, where she went to school, but Maya didn't know who she was on her own. She was just the little sister. So she took her older sister's identity, what she liked to do, which her older sister wanted to be a photographer. So she pretended to be a photographer and liked to take pictures. But all of that still didn't affect the fact that Chris fell in love with her over the summer and that they had a love story. So, although there are lies spread in the book that change what you think the ending of the book will be, it still doesn't affect that the whole book is about them overcoming their own struggles to fall in love with people and begin new relationships. Getting away from specifics of the book, Something Like Gravity has great LGBTQ+ representation, and in it you're able to see into the life of a trans teenager and how they're treated by people at school and by their own families. Because as we know, many people aren't accepting of things like this, like trans people, and the book shows people like that. It also shows, though, how people can change their opinions and offer acceptance. Overall, Something Like Gravity is a really good book and a very interesting read. I felt as though I couldn't put it down, and I couldn't wait to finish Chris and Maya's story. The only thing I have to warn about is when talking about Chris's attack, which it states in the book summary, it goes into every gory detail and is very hard and heartbreaking to read. So if you can't handle extreme violence, I'd skip that part. I almost skipped it, but I felt as though to really understand Chris's pain, I really wanted to be able to read what he went through. So I decided to just read through it, but it really was heartbreaking and just so hard to read. But in reality, many trans people or just LGBTQ+ people in general face attacks and just violence like this every day. So although it was very hard to read and sad, it really offered me like first person point of view of something like a person like this, or just in general any minority who faces problems like this every day have to go through. And the book also goes into his recovery and how it changes his life, so you really get to see what an attack like that does to somebody's mind and body. So if I have to rate something like Gravity, I'd rate it a 4 out of 5 because it's a really great book and I recommend it to everybody. And it's also a great representation of the trans community. And I hope that people who aren't accepting of things like this will read it and get an inside look into a trans person's life. And either this book will help them understand this more, or hopefully let them accept people like this. And I really hope this book will be able to do that for many people. And besides this book, I recommend all the other books Amber Smith has written. She is an amazing author, and every one of her books brings up many social issues in today's society. Her other books are called The Way I Used to Be and The Last to Let Go. The Way I Used to Be chronicles a girl's life after she was raped as a freshman in high school all the way until her senior year, and The Last to Let Go talks about domestic violence and how it affects the children of domestic abuse relationships. My final thoughts on something like Gravity are that I love this book and I highly recommend it for anyone who loves a great story. Thank you for listening, and come back next week to learn about a whole new book.